65 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com, code 6565.
The Sports Fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, ASICS, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. Keep listening for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday specials. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home, the boys get the 46-37 victory and giving Mountain Home the two-game sweep over Riverview tonight here on the campus of Riverview High School in Searcy. Let's take a look at the final numbers for both teams. The game stats tonight are brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with two players in double figures, leading the way with Luke Cruz with 14 points. Matt Jones ended up with 11 before he fouled out inside the last minute of the game. 9 points on the night for Wyatt Gilbert off the bench. 5 for Talon Benton. 3 points for Hunter Bashirs. 2 for Craig Casillas. And 2 for Colton Peters. For Riverview, they also had two players in double figures. Their leading scorer was Miles Arnett with 13 points, 11 points on the night for Quentin Brown, and then 9 points for Cahill Overstreet, and 2 points each for Seth Vaughn and Sincere Brooken. So all of Riverview's points tonight came from their starting five. One thing that was definitely encouraging was the turnover numbers. Mountain Home ended up with 10 turnovers tonight, whereas Riverview had 16 this evening. I counted 4 ties and 4 lead changes tonight as well. So with that victory, Mountain Home is going to start off the season with a record of 1-0. And their next game is going to be Thursday, November 29th, in the Citizens Bank and Trust Tournament at Van Buren. The Bombers' first opponent in that tournament will be Subiaco Academy that afternoon at 4 o'clock. They defeat Riverview tonight 46-37. And as for the Lady Bombers, they defeat to Riverview tonight 58-33. I do know they'll be playing that same week in a tournament up at Fairgrove, Missouri. Who and what time they'll be playing, I don't know that as of yet. We'll hope to find that out soon enough. They were supposed to be seeding that tournament this afternoon. So hopefully we'll know that information soon. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home getting the sweep to start the season off over Riverview here at Searcy. So I want to thank my producer, Tim Tibbs, back in the studio for helping me out tonight. And I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KCLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, saying good night from Riverview High School in Searcy.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Join us for more Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Music is Classic Hits, 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
ABC News Now, I'm Michelle Franzen. Malibu Mayor Rick Mullen says it's not safe yet from the winds and those flames for residents to return home just yet.
They're not steady and strong all the time, but they come and they go, and they can take something that's very small and make it very big. And if it gets into the wrong area, then we're off to the races again.
150 square miles have burned in the Southern California wildfire alone. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says four members of one